I enjoy communicating with the fans, kind of sharing my opinion on different things in the world. I know there's some topics to stay away from, but otherwise, I think I have, you know, I think I do a fun job with it, and people seem to enjoy following.
And so I know when you first got here, you talked about having the famous matzo ball soup. Have you had that yet?
No, I've had it before, but I haven't had it since I've been here. It's kind of been a little hectic the last couple of days, so I'm sure I'll get it at some point.
Okay. Jeff, this offensive line in the past had a huge identity. Those five guys won the two Super Bowls, and they were like a close-knit bond. How much do you know, and you being a little bit of a veteran, how much do you have to like try to bring the younger guys in together that and make sure that the offensive line becomes a close unit, a tight unit.
I have a responsibility to do that. JD does, and some older guys. But it doesn't just like happen, like you said. Oh, you know, come, let's be a group. I think you kind of have to do it organically. And I think we've done a good job, as far as kind of not on the field stuff, kind of in the meeting rooms, the locker room, you know, getting dinners, kind of talking all the time.
You have dinners and stuff?
Yeah. So just kind of that builds that together. And then obviously you got to play well on the field. So, that'll happen in about a week, and we'll start kind of forming an identity, and we'll go from there.
And is that the key? Forming an identity?
Well, you have to. I think as an offensive line, to be successful, you have to, A, you got to kind of have an identity, and B, you got to stay healthy so you can have everyone kind of doing all the other.
As a veteran, how do your views change in the first padded practice over time? I mean, when you're a rookie, it's probably like, I can't wait to go out and hit somebody. But does it become more about preservation a little bit? Just because you want to stay healthy.
The older you get, I think you just realize how to practice smarter. You have to hit. I mean, that's part of our game. You got to be able to hit. And as much as, you know, some people might not like it, and we have a longer camp this year, you still got to kind of put the pads on and get your technique down. So it's just about, you know, practicing smarter. When you're younger, you're a little more out of control and all over the place. And now I kind of know what I need to work on, so I can go out there and get it done.
How do you balance that fear? Because you know that there's, like, so many rookies that are going to be out there flying around, and you know that's probably part of the danger
If you play scared to get injured, you get injured. So you just kind of have to play your game, and whatever happens, happens. Well, luckily, I've been fortunate enough to not really get injured in practice per se. Kind of had injuries, kind of just being the person I am. So,
Are you in the camp that you have to have a little bit of contact in the preseason before you get out to the regular season? Or do you think that you can, practice your blocking, your fits?
You have to wear pads. There's no option to not wear them.
Yeah.
Is this camp similar or different than other camps you've been to in terms of contact?
It's about the same. I mean, we all kind of hit. It's the longer camp I've been part of, as far as the Hall of Fame game. So, I think you have to be smart about how much you hit. And, every coach I've been with has had kind of different philosophies on how they want to do it. So, I mean, they've been different in a sense where you've had different practice schedules. But in the end, you got to be able to hit and practice running the ball. And that's what we're doing.
Where does Coughlin sort of fall on that spectrum?
I don't know. I mean, everyone has the same practices. So, I mean, it's not really like a spectrum you could fall on. I've had five head coaches, so they've all kind of been different.